pulled off the heavy robe, stood pale and shivering in the morning light, and went to lift the small cruciform from my chest. It did not come off. It lay there, as if it were part of my flesh. I pulled, scraped, and tore at the thong until it snapped and fell away. I clawed at the cross-shaped lump on my chest. It did not come off. It was as if my flesh had sealed itself around the edges of the cruciform. Except for the scratches from my fingernails, there was no pain or physical sensation in the cruciform or surrounding flesh, only sheer terror in my soul at the thought of this thing attached to me. After the first rush of panic subsided, I sat a minute and then hastily pulled on my robe and ran back to the village. My knife was gone, my mazer, scissors, razor, everything that might have helped me peel back the growth on my chest. My nails left bloody tracks across the red welt and my chest. Then I remembered the med scanner. I passed the transceiver over my chest, read the disc key display, shook my head in disbelief, and then ran an entire body scan. After a while, I keyed in a request for hard copies of the scan results and sat motionless for a very long time. I sit here now holding the image wafers. The cruciform is quite visible on both the Sonic and K-Cross images, as are the internal fibers that spread like thin tentacles, like roots, throughout my body. Excess ganglia radiate from a thick nucleus above my sternum to filaments everywhere. A nightmare of nematodes. As well as I can tell with my simple field scanner, the nematodes terminate in the amygdala and other basal ganglia in each cerebral hemisphere. My temperature, metabolism, and lymphocyte level are normal. There has been no invasion of foreign tissue. According to the scanner, the nematotic filaments are the result of extensive but simple metastasis. According to the scanner, the cruciform itself is composed of familiar tissue. The DNA is mine. I am of the cruciform. Day 116. Each day I pace the confines of my cage. The flame forests to the south and east, the forested ravines to the northeast, and the cleft to the north and west. The 70 will not let me descend into the cleft beyond the basilica. The cruciform will not let me get more than 10 kilometers from the cleft. At first I could not believe this. I had resolved to enter the flame forests, trusting to luck and to God's help to see me through. But I had gone no more than 2 kilometers into the fringes of the forest when pain struck me in the chest and arms and head. I was sure that I was having a massive heart attack. But as soon as I turned back toward the cleft, the symptoms ceased. I experimented for some time, and the results were invariably the same. Whenever I ventured deeper into the flame forest, away from the cleft, the pain would return and increase in severity until I turned back. I begin to understand other things. Yesterday, I happened across the wreckage of the original seed ship shuttle as I explored to the north. Only a rusted, vine-enmeshed wreck of metal remains among the rocks at the edge of the flame forest near the ravine. But crouching among the exposed alloy ribs of the ancient craft, I could imagine the rejoicing of the 70 survivors, their short voyage to the cleft, their eventual discovery of the basilica, and what? Conjectures beyond that point are useless, but suspicions remain. Tomorrow I will attempt another physical exam of one of the Bikura. Perhaps now that I am of the cruciform, they will allow it. Each day I do a med scan of myself. The nematodes remain, perhaps thicker, perhaps not. I am convinced that they are purely parasitic, although my body has shown no signs of this. I peer at my face in the pool near the waterfall and see only the same long, aging countenance that I have learned to dislike in recent years. This morning, while gazing at my image in the water, I opened my mouth wide, half thinking that I would see gray filaments and nematode clusters growing from the roof of my mouth and the back of my throat. There was nothing.